Bring in the candidate. Unbind his hands. Leave his side. John McMurdo, are you already a member of the Ancient Order of Freemen?
I am.
Your lodge?
Lodge 29, Chicago.
Dark nights are unpleasant.
Yes, for strangers to travel.
The clouds are heavy.
Yes, a storm is approaching.
Are the brethren satisfied?
Aye!
Brother McMurdo, we know by sign and countersign that you are indeed one of us. But in this county, and in other counties of these parts, we have certain rights and duties of our own. Are you ready to be tested?
I am.
Are you of stout heart?
I am of stout heart.
Can you bear pain?
As well as any man.
Test him.
I can take more than that.
Remove the hood.
John McMurdo looked down at his right arm. There, on the flesh of the forearm, a wisp of smoke still rising from it was a clear-cut circle with a triangle within it, deep and red, the brand mark of the Scourers.
It's done.
It's done. Read it back, Doctor.
There is danger. Confidence is pressing. Douglas, rich country man, Burlston House. Burlston.
What do you think of pure reason and its fruits? If the greengrocer has such a thing as a laurel wreath, I'd send Mrs. Hudson round to fetch it.
It's a pretty curt sort of message.
Oh, he's done remarkably well. When you've only got a single column to choose words from, you're bound to have to leave something to the intelligence of your reader, which fortunately was well up to the task. Some devilry is planned against a Mr. Douglas, a rich country gentleman of Burlston House. Burlston.
Whatever that is. Confidence is pressing.
Oh, really, Watson? You're supposed to have a way with words. Porlock's confident that the danger's pressing. Confidence was the best he could do.
Well, can we find this Douglas and save him?
Of course we can. Oh, hello, a visitor.
A client?
Oh, that ring had an unmistakable touch to it.
That's all right, Mrs. Hudson. The gentleman knows the way.
Who is it?
You're an early bird, Mr. Mack.
Ah.
I wish you luck with your worm. Come in.
Come in.
Good morning to you, Mr. Holmes. Doctor.
Inspector McDonald.
I fear this means there's some mischief afoot.
Oh, now, if you'd said hope instead of fear, it'd be nearer the truth, I'm thinking.
Cigarette, Inspector?
No, I won't smoke, thank you. I must be pushing on my way. The early hours of a case are the precious ones, as you both know full well. But...
Mr. Mack, what's wrong?
This note? Man, this is witchcraft.
Hardly that.
Mr. Holmes, where did you get this?
Why, what's amiss with it?
Amiss with it? Douglas at Burlston House?
You know him?
Well, I'd hardly say I know him, Doctor. Jack Douglas. He bought the manor house in Burlston in Sussex some 10 years back. An American gentleman.
Brother John McMurdo, in the name of Lodge 341, Vermissa Valley, I welcome you to its privileges and debates. Do you stand by your oaths of fidelity and secrecy?
I do so stand.
Well, we must get a warning to him. He's in danger.
I'm sorry, Mr. Holmes. We can't do that.
Why not, ma'am?
And do you accept the penalty for disloyalty and disobedience?
I do. If I should break my vow to my brothers, may I be hunted.